1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
And joining us right now, we've got a very special guest from Wagga City Council. It is the Mayor, Greg Conkey. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Nice to be here.
How are you feeling this morning?
Oh, fine. This is an absolutely fantastic city and things are going extremely well. So I'm top of the world.
Go Wagga.
Yeah, that's a little pep talk for your morning. Now, Greg, let's talk about, I specifically brought you in to talk about Wagga Beach. Obviously, it's a very popular area that we love to use personally in both with fantastic events like the Gummy and that type of thing.
The 5 o'clock wave.
5 o'clock wave, of course, get down there for a surf.
Yes.
But something's been passed on Monday night, the Wagga Wagga Beach Landscape Plan, the Stage 2. Just tell us a little bit about the concept, what's involved with that.
Okay, so a couple of years ago, we spent $1 million upgrading an area there that we all know about. It's a great spot. However, we need to expand that. And so the decision was made about 4 or 5 years ago not to renew the lease of the caravan park down there. So we're taking back that area as of, I believe it's October this year. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to beautify that area. And there's some concept plans that are out there. It includes a number of event spaces, some large spaces for big events and small events as well. There are extensive car parking and a number of walkways and things like that. We hope to also bump in some containers, which will be food containers, and they can operate from that area as well. In times of high river levels, they can be removed very, very quickly. So that's the idea of those containers. So the concept plans are out. I encourage everybody to get on our website, have a look at those concept plans and give us some feedback.
It is very exciting, and yeah. I know to utilise the land in another way people are all about, but I do want to touch on what's going to happen, because a lot of people did like the caravan park and accommodation. What are you thinking for that?
Well, we're looking at some other areas for another caravan park. It's some difficulties we've come across concerning that. One of the areas that's been mentioned is the Wiradjuri Reserve down there.
Yeah.
But it's public land.
Yeah.
And so the issue with that is that if Wagga City Council, or if somebody comes in and develops that on our land, there'll be a lease arrangement. And then that lease might be 10 years.
Yeah.
And after 10 years, there's no guarantee that that person who's put all that organisation, that's put all that money and resources into that particular area, that their lease will be renewed. So that's an issue that we are being confronted with at the moment. But you're right. The caravan park was the first place that I came to Wagga
all those years ago.
I lived there for 3 months.
Just last year, was it?
Right? Wow.
It wasn't quite last year, but thank you for mentioning that. So, but that was my first place when I moved to Wagga for all those years ago. So I know that area well, and I go down there regularly. And you might be pleased to hear that part of the concept plans, if you're a regular down there, is the rocks area. And I walk up to the rocks and drift down, especially during those very hot, warm summer days. So we're going to have even better access down from the rocks here into the river.
And yeah, safer, that's awesome. Great.
And safer. Hmm.
So then what are you looking for from the public? Because obviously now it's available for consultation. So are we looking for new ideas or just to sort of give feedback on what we've seen?
We'd like feedback and some new ideas as well. We've got the state government very generously has given us $5 million, and that's being topped up by another $1.6 million from Wagga City Council. So it's a large project, and so we are encouraging everybody to have a look at those plans, and if they think that we can maybe incorporate some other aspects to it, please get in touch with us.
It is a great
space. Have an idea.
You've got an idea.
Now, just last year, we had in Ungerry the big footy.
Ungerry.
Yep. So I think let's make it even closer. Put us on the map with something big, the big Chico.
The big Chico roll.
Yeah, the
big Chico. So then, yes, people can come see our great Wagga Beach, but can also get photos in front of the big Chico.
Okay, thank you. Would you like to put that forward, unofficially?
I'll put it on paper for you. I'll send it right through.
You'll scribble it on a piece of paper now for me.
Post-it note, put it down on your back when I give you a hug.
That is awesome. Also, like the water playground area, my suggestion would be just a massive slide. I love that sort of thing.
Yes.
Just straight into the river.
Yeah, well, that's sort of plans for maybe a slide at the Oasis. So,
oh, there we go. But, cool, the two.
Yeah.
A slide from the Oasis to the river.
Now we're talking. Okay. All right, where do we see? Where do we check out these plans and have our say?
Go on site at Wagga City Council website, or you can call in and hopefully the staff may have some plans up there for you to have a look at.
Excellent stuff. It's going to be great.
I do want to quickly touch on just we've spoken about the river,
yes.
Lake Albert.
Lake Albert.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's
it's a difficult
there?
Look, it's a very popular area.
Oh, it's a...
it is. We it's a great lake. A lot of people walk around the lake I think 40,000 people have access to the lake or use the lake on a regular basis or businesses around it. So look, it's a vital aspect and what do we do about it? Okay, it's low at the moment because it hasn't rained. This is one of the driest periods that we have experienced. We have looked at a number of options about putting water back into the lake. There's an option of piping it from the river. There's another option about maybe using two sewage treatment works, but they're both expensive options. Plus, we need to get a water allocation from the state government, and their allocations are generally for town water supplies and also for irrigators, and they're not that interested in putting into recreational facilities. So that's an issue that we need to deal with. I'd dearly like it to rain, and we'll overcome these issues.
Would, yeah.
Yes, but it is a very popular area. Wagga City Council has been working on this for quite some years to come up with a permanent solution.
Yeah,
and it's many, many millions of dollars to come up with that solution, and there's no guarantee that we'll get that water license after we put in pipes and things like that. To get the water from the sewage treatment works, we need to upgrade that water, and that's another expensive proposition. So it's there's no easy solutions
to this. It's a work in progress, it seems.
Well, it is, but there's, as I said, there's no easy solutions.
Or patience.
Or cheap. Solution either. Yeah.
Well, rain's the cheapest solution. That's all
we need.
Mayor Greg Conkey, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Want more Herbie and Dane? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.